Maryland's News, now on WBAL.
It's 3:51. WBAL's Ann Kramer talks with Angela Janis, director of the Mayor's Office on Criminal Justice. And with the focus on creating safer streets with new proposals for cutting crime, Angela talks about one of Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake's new initiatives, and she referenced it in her State of the City speech yesterday, the opening up of youth connection centers.
What we're trying to do with the youth connection centers is develop a one-stop shop for young people and families where the children have come in contact with the police department based on being arrested or stopped for what we determine is a diversion eligible offense, or if they are in violation of the daytime or nighttime curfew. In terms of diversion eligible offenses, right now we operate a diversion project at the Baltimore City Juvenile Justice Center. So if young people are arrested for what are considered misdemeanors or lower level crimes, they're able to have their case sent to local community providers rather than going through the formal juvenile justice process. And so we feel like the youth connection centers would be a way to take youth under these criteria, who often are the same youth, and to connect them with the services that will prevent them from being involved in future delinquency.
Angela, when you deal with the kids that end up at the curfew centers, do you find that they do take advantage or their families take advantage of the services that you offer them from that point on as well, so that you think this same kind of model will work?
What we've seen is our office operates the summer curfew center that has been in place for the last 6 to 7 years. And we have a number of child-serving agencies on site. So we have the Department of Social Services, the Department of Juvenile Services. This past year, we actually had Maryland State Police on site who were able to screen and determine if youth may have been victims of human trafficking. We are finding that when we have various city agencies, state agencies, and community services in one place, and that we can connect youth and families to services, that it does increase their success and does create a chance for them to see that there are options available to find support and services to keep the child engaged in school, to keep them on the right track, and so forth.
How does it work so that you get the teenagers or the young people who don't fall through the cracks? Because if they get picked up on the curfew, they can end up with all of you in that regard. But obviously, I would assume the bigger goal of a Youth Connection Center is to really try and get the services and try and redirect their energies elsewhere so that it's a positive outcome and not a negative outcome.
Exactly. And right now we see the diversion and law enforcement as a way to get the youth into the center as one avenue, but definitely as we develop the model and develop the center, that those would not be the only avenues. Like, as we grow the program, it would definitely be something where a parent could come to access services before their child is engaged with law enforcement or with the juvenile justice system. But the ultimate goal is that this is a place where a family or a young person can engage with staff who are trained in youth development, how to work with families, how to work with youth to assess the needs that are going unmet and to connect them with services that are available in the community to meet the identified need.
Any timeline on when you might get the first one off the ground?
We are aiming for June, mid-June. Traditionally, the summer curfew center has opened the weekend after school lets out for the school year. So we hope that we can have this model online for that time of the year. And then once it's up and running, it'll stay open rather than closing in August when the summer curfew center usually closes. So right now, that's our plan. We're aiming for mid-June.
That was WBAL's Ann Kramer talking with Angela Janis.